September 8th, William Townsend. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. William Townsend was a man who wanted to serve God, and today's story shows us what God did with his desire. Listen to this.
Disabilities should not dictate what God can do through us to impact generations to come. Oh, everybody knows about my daddy, the man who started Wycliffe Bible Translators. Joy laughed as she served her famous carrot cake. Her southern accent was still strong, even after many years of living in southern Mexico. Everyone called him Uncle Cam, but his full name was William Cameron Townsend. Do you know there was another William Townsend? He was my grandfather. Not many people know his story, but without it, we would not have the story of my daddy and how he brought the Word of God to people all over the whole world in their own language. Joy began the story of the first William. Once there was a poor farmer who had an intense love of geography and the Word of God. Old William spun the globe that was sitting on top of the maps and the stack of books with titles like Countries of the World, World Cultures, and Great Explorers. He traced his finger over all the seas and the continents as it turned. He thought of the scripture in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. He thought about all these people with their unique cultures and languages. These people covered the whole globe, so many still did not know about God's love and what he had done for them. William asked the Lord to send him to tell the gospel to people who lived worlds away. Years passed, and William grew up and married. He was generous and trusting. So when a friend asked him to co-sign a loan, William agreed. Unfortunately, his friend reneged. William spent the rest of his life deep in debt. No money to travel, no freedom to leave the work that would pay back the money. And then, things got worse. While William was working, a heavy swinging beam knocked him in the head. He lost all of his hearing. His plan of going overseas to serve the Lord was also lost. One day, after a long, hard day of work, William looked at his globe. It was smudged and wobbly from curious hands of his children. Once again, he thought about the world that God loved. I can't go out to all the world, but there is a whole little world that God has put right around me, he thought. William and his wife had four girls and two boys who needed to know God loved them. Someday, they would have little worlds of their own, and they would tell those worlds about God's love, and on it would go. The message would spread wider and wider. The oldest son, William Cameron Townsend, remembered his father's geography books and the old globe. Every evening, his dad read three chapters of the Bible to his captive audience. And at every reading, he ended with Isaiah 11:9. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Old William could not have been happier when his son Cameron announced his plans to preach the gospel in Central America. Armed with three things, Cameron said his father taught him: the importance of the Word of God, the importance of the whole world knowing the Word of God, and some handy gardening tips. Cameron began a Bible translation project that soon extended beyond Central American tribal languages to the languages of people groups around the whole globe. William's son, Paul, also served the Lord in other lands, and the grandchildren work in the Bible translation and overseas missionary work. Joy's son is a missionary in Thailand. Joy smiled. We are all like pieces in God's puzzle. Not all the pieces received the same recognition and honor, but everyone was needed. Everyone is an important piece in God's plan. People who have heard have told others. all because of a poor, deaf farmer who went to his world. What are you using as an excuse for not serving God? Who can you tell in your world today about God's love? Disabilities should not dictate what God can do through us to impact generations to come. Amen. September 8th, the story of William Townsend. My name is Chuck Stecker. I'm the executive director of A Chosen Generation. I'm also one of the narrators, and very proud to be so, for 365 Christian Men. You know, our story today, William Townsend, really grabbed on to me for many, many reasons. You know, I'd had the opportunity to visit the Wycliffe Center for the translations and things of that nature. But when I read this story and understood the first William Townsend, a poor, deaf farmer, where the story really began. And you know, when you look at that and listen to this story, one of the things that we have to consider is, you know, it'd been very easy for William Townsend, the first, a poor deaf farmer that dreamed of traveling the world, and all he had was a few books and a tattered globe. Yet he poured into his children who would live out that dream. You know, at my age, and I'm probably older than some of you listening, you know, there's a lot of dreams that I have in my life. And God's brought me to the reality through this and other things that I'm going to continue to pursue dreams. But you know, there's a lot of the dreams that I want my children to pursue, and I want them to live out, and my grandchildren. I want to teach people to live a great adventure. I'm going to teach my children and my grandchildren and generations yet to be born to live out great adventures for the Lord. And you know, I was taken by the fact that very often we can look at what's holding us back instead of what's giving us the momentum to move us forward. And you know, I think about this with William Townsend, that what really took place was he looked beyond what the world would call disabilities, and he looked at his abilities. And you know, right now, I'm sure there's all kinds of limitations in a lot of our lives. And some of that can be financial. Some of it could be this, the lack of gifts. We could go through a lot of things, and we can whine and snivel and complain about what we don't have to serve God, or we can look very carefully at what God has given us to serve Him. And sometimes it's investing in a generation of our own children and our children's children and living out the great adventure and those great dreams. Men, think about who you need to invest in for some of their dreams and some of your dreams. That's my challenge for you today. God bless you.